Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
And the rain keeps on falling. Some of it's starting to slide a little farther east and clearing. We're, of course, taking a look at Storm Tracker and the radar to show you how things are looking for your commute.
And happening right now, crews are working to make repairs on a pole after a police chase ends in a crash in Morrisville. Coming up, we're going to tell you the latest information we've received that could explain how long this will take.
And employees in our state's largest school district will be getting a bigger paycheck. The move comes after months of voicing frustration. Well, that update and plenty more on your Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. You can see the wet streets in downtown Raleigh from this live camera and very light spotty rain there right now. But when you combine it with the chilly temperatures, it just makes for a raw morning, Elizabeth.
It definitely does. We take a look at the radar and it looks like it's beginning to end a bit back in some of our western counties. The computer models want to show some of that wrapping back around a little bit later on. But we've had a decent amount now, especially in some of our southern counties where we've seen a half an inch to an inch of rain. And it will continue there at least for the next few hours. We'll zoom in and see some of that heavier rain in Dunn and Clinton, Goldsboro, Smithfield, Wilson, Rocky Mount, and all the way up to Roanoke Rapids right now. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you see the back edge, but then watch once we get closer to lunchtime, kind of redevelop. So we'll be watching for that potential, but at least it will start to break up a little bit in the next hour to 2 hours around the triangle. And then after that, the back edge of it moves on out by about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and skies will begin to clear after that, and we're going to end up seeing some cooler temperatures after our skies clear. We take a look in Chapel Hill, and you can see that the rain has started to ease up, but the roads are still wet. And of course, Casey Cunningham has been out in the storm tracker all morning. She's near Cary right now, where it looks like it's still coming down. Casey?
Hey, good morning, Elizabeth. Yes, we're on US 1 right now in Cary. If you can work from home, this might be a day to do it. I want to show you a look at the roads right now. You can see them ahead of us here on US 1. Definitely take it slow. There's a lot of cars that are really going kind of slower than normal to account for this rain. The good news is, though, the rain has backed off just a bit. It's lighter than when we joined you a few hours ago and throughout the morning. This is probably the lightest we've seen it, except for when we were on the roads around 4:30 this morning. So that's good. It looks like it's backing off just a little bit. We're headed toward the Sanford direction, so we'll continue to track the conditions and let you know what we see out here. Elizabeth?
Casey, thanks. Of course, be careful out there. It's messy for sure. And like you said, just chilly too. Temperatures have dropped into the upper 30s in Durham and Raleigh. It's 36 in South Hill, 43 in Clinton, and 40 in Southern Pines. So really, it's just miserable out there. Again, we'll start to see the rain tapering off closer to lunchtime and then some clearing later today with temperatures only in the upper 40s. Brian's here with a look at a number of accidents showing up on your map because of the rain, most likely.
Thankfully, these are mostly minor crashes, not really affecting major routes. That is good news this morning, although we do have a couple that are causing some delays. We're going to start off on the north side of Raleigh with a report of a crash on Falls of Neuse Road at Raven Ridge Road. And on that southbound side of Falls of Neuse Road, we're picking up some pretty heavy delays. It begins right there at the intersection of New Falls of Neuse Road and Falls of Neuse, heading out of Wake Forest into Raleigh, and extends all the way down toward Raven Ridge Road. So it allows some extra time as you head through there. You might consider using Capitol Boulevard as an alternate route. Over in Morrisville, we had an overnight crash that still is causing problems. Nia Harden will have a live update in just a moment. Chapel Hill Road is closed, though, in both directions right around Airport Boulevard. Consider using Davis Drive and I-40 as good alternate routes here for the next few hours, likely into the mid-morning. We'll, again, get a live update from Nia in a moment. Again, a lot of minor crashes I'm tracking around.
Happening now in the WRA Live Center. We want to give you some brand new video into our news zoom. This is the damage left behind in parts of Hawaii from days of rain. You can see the mud-soaked floors there in that community. The heavy rains caused landslides as well. All over Hawaii, it's been raining for the last couple of days. They're finally having an opportunity to dry out and really assess the damage. But it's been a really rough couple of days for the last in Hawaii, and you can see a lot of damage left behind by all that rain. Around here, we're experiencing our fair share of rain, nothing like the flooding you see in Hawaii, but definitely needed, Elizabeth.
It is. We have almost the opposite issue, of course, as we have drought conditions, severe drought and moderate drought across parts of our viewing area. This will help the situation. It's not going to completely erase the drought. If we could see, you know, maybe once or twice a week, some good steady rain like this, then we'd really be able to eat away at that drought problem. But just this one is not going to help that much. But we do have another chance by Saturday night, and we're hoping for maybe up to a half an inch out of that one. We've seen half an inch to an inch of rain south of the Triangle and east over toward Goldsboro. We're seeing the back edge of the rain right now, and we'll see how this goes. The computer models want to move this back inland a bit more by lunchtime, but we'll see. I mean, that looks like the back edge of it. So starting to see the rain tapering off in Raleigh, Sanford, Chapel Hill, Durham, on up north of the I-85 corridor, but still plenty of rain along I-95 and east of I-95 too. We'll take a closer look here. You can see Fayetteville, Hope Mills, Dunn, Clinton, Smithfield, Goldsboro, Wilson, Rocky Mounds, all still seeing some of that steady rain. And it's been a good bit of it too, about 3/4 of an inch here in the southern part of Wake County and northern Harnett County. Over here across Johnston County, seeing some fairly uniform 3/4 inch rainfall total. So that's been very good to see. It's been a little lighter. The northern part of Wake County seeing less than 1/4 of an inch. 41 degrees right now at RDU, and you can see down through downtown Raleigh. It looks like it's starting to taper off, but it is chilly, it is damp, it is uncomfortable out there. The rain has stopped in Chapel Hill, but temperatures are close to 40 degrees. We head down to Fayetteville, where the rain's still falling right now at 42 degrees. It is just a very unpleasant morning out there. The back edge of this is showing up as snow here on the radar. Up here in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, as that last little bit moves through, there could be a snowflake or maybe a little bit of sleet, but most of us are not going to see any of that. The low is taking the rain with it. High pressure will build in, but also provide some northerly winds as we clear out. Temperatures will fall into the upper 20s and low 30s overnight tonight. It'll be a nice dry Thursday with some sunshine. More clouds Friday, but we get back into a southerly flow, starts to warm things up. Could be a quick shower during the afternoon or evening, but the models are starting to dry out a little bit more. Here comes the rain for Saturday night. We're going to see the rain developing by maybe 5 or 6 o'clock, moving through along with that front. And it looks like, here, watch this. There's 5 or 6 o'clock, that rain moving on in. That rain is steady through the evening and overnight, but pulls out pretty early. That's going to be 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It moves on out. We'll see some clearing, but some cooler temperatures behind that front. So for today, our chances for rain have been, you know, fairly significant. We've seen 3/4 of an inch in some areas. And then we're going to add to that again on Saturday, hoping for another 1/4 of an inch to maybe an inch in our southeastern counties. On Saturday, it's going to be nice and dry for the parades and warm too. 65 in Holly Springs, 70 in Fayetteville, 72 in Cary. Maybe not feeling a whole lot like the holidays, but at least it's not going to be rainy and cold like it is right now. On Friday, we have our Coats for the Children telethon. We'll be hearing more about that as it gets a little closer. Sunday looks sunny, as well as Monday and Tuesday. Brian?
Here at 816, just getting word of a crash over on the eastern side of Wake County. This is on 64 westbound, just before you get to the 64 business interchange there. It looks like the delays are beginning around Lizard Lick Road on 64 westbound. Then it slows down considerably approaching that Edgemont Road and Rollsville Road area there. We're going to get some more details about that. I'll have another update coming up in a few minutes. Also still tracking this crash on the north side of Raleigh. This is on Falls of Neuse Road at Raven Ridge Road. That southbound side of Falls is pretty badly backed up still as you head out of Wake Forest down toward Raleigh. Allow some extra time there. Earlier we had suggested maybe Capitol Boulevard is an alternate route, but it's backing up pretty badly on that southbound side. And of course, as we've been reporting this morning, we still have Chapel Hill Road closed around Airport Boulevard in Morrisville because of an overnight chase and crash. Nye Harden's been on the scene this morning giving us those live updates. Probably going to be closed for another couple of hours, so consider using Davis Drive or I-40 as good alternate routes. Back to you.
Brian, thanks. Today, Mark Meadows is scheduled to testify about the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol, but he might not show up. After initially agreeing to cooperate with the House investigation, the former White House chief of staff and North Carolina congressman says he will not cooperate. Meadows says he will honor executive privilege and wants the courts to weigh in. If he does not show up today, House investigators say they will recommend contempt charges. Meanwhile, Roger Stone, a longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump, is refusing to be deposed or hand over documents for the Capitol riot investigation. He's invoking his Fifth Amendment right. Investigators believe he led people to the Capitol from a rally. Today, the CEO of Instagram will face tough questions from lawmakers about the app's impact on kids. The testimony from Adam Mosseri comes one day after Instagram launched several new features aimed at teen safety. Those include new parental control options and a feature encouraging people to take a break if they're scrolling for too long.
All federal contractors were originally supposed to be fully vaccinated against COVID by today. That mandate can't be enforced, though, because of a ruling from a federal judge in Georgia. The judge found that a group of states is likely to succeed in arguing that President Biden overstepped his authority when he issued that requirement. The vaccine deadline had already been pushed back to January, and the White House says it'll continue to defend the mandate. The New York City Anime Convention may offer the earliest looks at the spread of the Omicron variant in the U.S. That's according to the CDC director. Health officials say a man from Minnesota attended a convention and then tested positive for the variant later. He is one of 53,000 people who attended that conference. So far, about 35,000 of them are talking with contact tracers and are encouraged to get tested.
The UK is the latest country to join Australia and the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Games. The move is in response to concerns over human rights in China. Athletes will still be able to compete, but no government officials will attend the games. It's now official. Tiny homes are coming to Raleigh. City Council signed off on a plan to allow these smaller sized homes to be built on separate lots and not just as an accessory to someone's home. Under the new rules, homes up to 600 square feet in size can go up on lots that are 25% smaller than the current minimum size. Supporters say expanding the availability will create more affordable housing options. Raleigh City Council also lowered speed limits on more than 100 roads this year, including 8 new streets just this week. In most places, the speed limit was dropped to 25 miles per hour. Some residents tell us they would prefer adding more speed bumps or diverting traffic instead.
Raleigh is the newest city to have Uber's audio recording feature for drivers and riders. If a person feels uncomfortable during a ride, they can submit an incident report to Uber. That's driver or rider. They can choose to send the recording as well. And Uber says neither the driver nor rider can listen to the recording.
A homeowner in Utah turned the tables on a porch pirate who saw the thief on his doorbell cam. Justin Bankhead had two packages stolen in just the past week, so he offered a $500 reward to anyone who could find the thief. Well, his 14-year-old son, Cody, took him up on the offer.
Everyone has these frustrations with these guys running around neighborhoods just having a free-for-all.
One morning, the thief returned and got away with another package. But this box was a bit different. It was planted by the family and contained a tracking device. Cody activated that device, his father tracked the car, and they called the police. The suspect was arrested, and Cody got the $500 reward.
Harry Potter fans are excited about a reunion special that will air next month. Here's a look at the new trailer for the Harry Potter 20th Anniversary Return to Hogwarts special. Emma Watson, Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, many more expected to take part. It'll air on HBO Max on New Year's Day.
Three Oscar winners and a Tony winner team up to portray the stars of I Love Lucy in a new movie. David Daniel talked with them ahead of its Friday release.
Roll sound. Let's do our show.
I get paid a fortune to do exactly what I love doing.
They got their money's worth.
Being the Ricardos stars Nicole Kidman as Lucille Ball and Javier Bardem as Desi Arnaz.
She was a genius. She was a comedic genius.
You think we're saying Ricky's stupid?
I think you're saying the audience is. And that's something for which they won't soon forgive you.
You charge for these lessons?
A ton.
I love the energy of his. It's an energy that it's really very unique. It's very commanding, very charming.
Nina Arianda and J.K. Simmons play Vivian Vance and William Frawley. I Love Lucy's Ethel and Fred Mertz.
It is almost like you're watching choreography, and it's almost like you're listening to music. And that's why it's timeless, and you don't even have to understand what they're saying to understand what's happening.
Desi Arnaz was a very, very smart, savvy businessman, as was Lucille Ball.
Lucille Ball's a threat to the American way of life?
Does the FBI have any case against Lucy?
Writer-director Aaron Sorkin's film packs three huge events in Lucy and Desi's lives into one tense week.
Lucy being accused of being a communist, Lucy being pregnant at a time when a pregnant woman couldn't be pregnant on television, and Desi showing up on the cover of a tabloid.
This is getting out of hand.
Madness.
Have you been cheating on me?
The story's made up.
If they boo me?
If they boo you, we're done.
As Aaron says, people may not want to see behind the curtain, but behind the curtain's fascinating.
In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
It is fascinating. Tonight on Fox 50, it's the Group B finale of The Masked Singer. Banana Split faces off against the Queen of Hearts. Plus, judges Robin Thicke and Nicole Scherzinger perform duets with The Masked Singers. It all starts tonight at 8 right here on Fox 50. COVID cases are among kids, and they're on the rise. It comes as a popular event returns to PNC Arena. We discuss the COVID protocols in place at tonight's Disney on Ice event.
And we explain what you need to know about a scam that has targeted people. That's ahead in our next half hour.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26, the time right now on your Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan with a look at the top local stories we're following for you. And it is that rain as you step outside, but the back edge of it is in sight, Elizabeth.
There it is. So it is over for a lot of folks, even for Raleigh. We've seen the back edge of the precipitation. Now it's still maybe drizzly. It's gray. It is chilly and still uncomfortable. But the steadiest rain is now moving eastward along the I-95 corridor and eastward. It's possible that we would see a bit more of that rotating back inland a bit. And we'll be watching that through the morning. But, you know, looking at that back edge right now, sliding on eastward. We've had some decent amounts of rainfall, anywhere from half an inch to an inch south of the triangle. In Apex, you can tell it is over, but it is still damp out there. And the same story there in Sanford, too. Out and about, it's all going to be about the temperatures. As the rain ends, it stays chilly with a northerly wind and highs only in the upper 40s this afternoon. Brian?
Elizabeth, tracking a crash right now in eastern Wake County. This is on the right shoulder of 64 westbound, just before you get to the Rollsville Road interchange there. This is the camera back at Edgemont. You can see the heavy delays building. As we take a look at the latest drive time data coming in from the Zebulon area on 64 westbound, that ride from 96 to 64 business is adding up to about a 9-minute delay right now. You might consider using 97 to 64 business as a good alternate route. Looking around the triangle, we do have a crash on the northern side of Raleigh at Falls of Neuse Road around Raven Ridge Drive, and also we still have Chapel Hill Road closed in both directions near Airport Boulevard in Morrisville because of an earlier crash.
Every employee at Wake Schools will receive a salary increase, including substitute teachers. The school board signed off on nearly $39 million in funding for the pay raises. Some of the lowest paid staff could see their salary go up by as much as 40%, with a minimum wage of $15 an hour. Next on Fox 50, two key issues Durham's new mayor plans to discuss today.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Welcome back. It is 8:30, and when I see what it looks like outside, it just makes me want to crawl under the covers and just take a nap, right? Good morning, everyone. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. If folks have the luxury to do that, by all means.
We encourage you.
Have at it. Starting to dry up just a little bit in some parts, though. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Long time since radar looked like this.
That's right. We've had some much-needed rain this morning in some places, especially from Raleigh southward. You've seen half an inch to almost an inch of rain, and that's been excellent. We definitely need it. We're still looking at moderate to severe drought in parts of our viewing area. You can see the back edge of the rain. I'm not convinced it's totally over. The models want to pull this back westward a little bit more closer to lunchtime. And you can see a little bit now developing around Charlotte, Kannapolis, Statesville. So we may not be completely over. It may not be completely over from the triangle area north and west, but it's definitely tapering off. Still some heavier rain east of I-95, Goldsboro and Clinton, and that continues to slide eastward. Dunn, you're about to see the back edge of it and the back edge getting ready to move through Johnston County too. Here's a look at future cast. We see that rain really starting to break up around the triangle, but you see that last surge there. It keeps advertising that closer to lunchtime. We shall see. The rain, of course, continues to pull away from us as we get through the afternoon, and our skies will be clearing. Let's take a look at Casey Cunningham, who's been out following this rain and the storm tracker all morning. Casey is in Apex, where I'm guessing it started to taper off a little bit.
It has, yeah. Happy to bring you some good news this morning, Elizabeth. I'll show you a look at the roads here. We're on US 1 in Apex area, headed towards Sanford right now to check something out. But you can see ahead of us, I mean, really looks good. Our windshield wipers are just barely creeping along. And then I'll give you a look at the sky, too. I'll clean this off for you with the windshield wipers. You can see the sky is also clearing up out here. So far, things are looking a little bit lighter out here on the roads. Elizabeth?
Definitely good news for folks who still have to get out and travel this morning. Thanks, Casey. In Durham, cloudy skies, a little bit of drizzle, but the heaviest rain is over in Durham as well. Now, here's what's the worst of it. It's going to be chilly and damp for most of the day. Our temperature is in the 30s from Raleigh to Durham to South Hill to Rocky Mount. It's 42 in Fayetteville and Clinton, so it is chilly and just wet out there. Our skies will begin to clear this afternoon, but temperatures really won't warm up much. We'll see highs only in the upper 40s for later today.
Now let's get to Nia Harden, who is monitoring that road closure in Mooresville that will last for hours. It was caused by a chase and then a crash early this morning. WR's Nia Harden is live with a look at the scene right now. Nia.
Yeah, this happened on NC-54 Chapel Hill Road at Airport Boulevard. And you can see right now, crews are continuing to work on that pole. The good news is that we do have an update hearing that this should all be clear by 10 o'clock this morning. And so that gives you an idea as to how long it's going to take. This all comes after Highway Patrol tells us that they were on a chase. There was a driver who had knocked down this pole here that you're taking a look at. Thankfully, no one was injured. That driver was arrested. We're still waiting to find out what charges they will be facing. Now, we will continue to update you as far as what happens here. It's possible it could be earlier or even later. We'll let you know. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Mooresville.
What a huge development coming out of our state's largest school district. Every employee at Wake Schools will receive a salary increase, including substitute teachers. The school board signed off on nearly $39 million in funding for the pay raises. Some of the lowest paid staff could see their salary go up by as much as 40%, with a minimum wage of $15 an hour. Wake County School Board also extends an indoor mask mandate for another month. Leaders say they considered dropping the mandate, but weren't satisfied with the data on COVID transmission rates.
COVID infections are still on the rise in North Carolina. This curve shows the daily average of new infections. You can see the upward spike at the end. We're now at our highest average since mid-October, standing at more than 3,000. More kids are also getting sick in our state. This graph shows case counts in kids 17 or younger over the past 5 weeks. You can see a spike starting the week of November 21st. Data for December is not out yet. This rise in cases among children comes as thousands of families get ready to head to PNC Arena tonight for Disney on Ice. The company in charge of the event is not requiring proof of vaccination or even a negative COVID test. Families will only be required to wear masks. Under the Raleigh mask mandate, children under 2 are not required to wear a mask, and there are provisions for children under 5.
More police will be at Pinecrest High School in Southern Pines today, Moore County, after an employee found a gun in a student's backpack. The discovery prompted a soft lockdown for nearly 2 hours. No one was hurt, and investigators don't believe the student planned to use the weapon. That student, though, will not be able to return to school until the investigation is complete. This morning, we will hear what Durham's new mayor has planned for the year ahead. This is a live look right now over at the Bull City. And Elaine O'Neill is set to address her plans to tackle housing issues at 10 a.m. She's the first African-American woman to serve as mayor of Durham. In addition to housing, she told WRL she wants to focus on gun violence.
Closing arguments are set to begin today in the high-profile trial of Jussie Smollett. The actor is accused of staging a racist and homophobic attack against himself in Chicago. He testified in his own defense twice, denying that he planned with, then paid, two brothers to carry out the attack. But in cross-examination, prosecutors contrasted his testimony with other evidence they say proves Smollett lied. A deal to avoid a default on our nation's debt is in reach, with just days to go until a key deadline. You're looking live at Capitol Hill, where the House agreed to a bill that would fast-track an increase to the U.S. debt ceiling. It still needs to pass in the Senate, and then Democrats would be able to act on their own to raise the debt limit to $30 trillion. Financial leaders have warned that the U.S. could default on its debt by December 15th if no deal is reached.
Happening now in the WRAL Live Center, we want to take you high above the earth and show you what's happening right now. These are live pictures courtesy of NASA. A Russian-built rocket is about to dock with the International Space Station. We've been reporting on this story all morning long, and we've been watching this painstakingly meticulous process for the last hour or so. Now, the passengers aboard this rocket include a Japanese billionaire, a Russian cosmonaut, and two others. Now, that rocket launched launched about 2:40 this morning. This 12-day journey is actually the first time that a space tourist will be docking at the International Space Station since 2011. And by the way, that billionaire trained for 3 months before this morning's flight. We'll continue to monitor this docking at the International Space Station here in the WRA Live Center.
Thanks, Ken. A warning for you this morning as the holiday shopping season gets in full swing. What you need to know about a scam involving gift cards.
And Pfizer CEO is responding to researchers who say the Omicron variant partially evades its vaccine. What he said about a new option just ahead. Welcome back. There is still time to tell Santa what you want this year. Our WRL Lifestyle editor, Kathy Hanrahan, is here now with details on how to reach the big guy. So, Kathy, where can folks send their mails?
I know,
Santa?
You got to get your letter in. We still have some time. Okay. Now, some towns, they have special red mailboxes set up, so you can just mail your letter to Santa. Zebulon, you can go mail your letters at the community center. Letters are due by Friday. In Holly Springs and Cary's downtown park, you can drop off your letters by Sunday. In Fuquay, Verena, and Wake Forest, you have a little more time. Now, Fuquay's deadline is December 17th, and in Wake Forest, you have until Christmas Eve. So many good options.
So what about those in Raleigh?
In Raleigh, we've got a lot of places for that. Okay, so in Raleigh, the Parks Department has 4 locations where you can drop off your letters to Santa. You just go online and you can print out a template for your letter and drop it off by December 16th. Responses from the North Pole will be picked up, available for pickup. So he's going to mail you back something by December 20th.
As always, earlier the better, right? Try anyway, but Santa will make sure to get back to you. Kathy, thank you so much. To see a full list of locations to mail your letters and a list of where to visit Santa this year, go to WRL.com and search Letters to Santa. Jeff?
More people in our area are getting a booster shot as we see an increase in cases. Still ahead, a breakdown of the numbers by county and why doctors say you should make an appointment. Plus, Travis Scott is responding to lawsuits filed following the deadly crowd surge at the Astroworld Festival. The reason he believes half a dozen of them should be dismissed. And here's a look at your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
Welcome back. It is 8:43 as we take a live look at a soggy Rocky Mount Mills. The wreaths sure are beautiful, but the gray overcast sky, it is dreary and wet out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking the rain that's starting to push off east.
It is. You can see the back edge of the precipitation has already moved through the Triangle area. Still seeing some fairly steady rain around Goldsboro, and it's still raining there in Rocky Mount, too. But the back edge of it's about to move through Rocky Mount. Still seeing a lot of rain down in Clinton and in Fayetteville. And it may be that we see some more rain redeveloping, and even though it looks like the rain is over, probably there's still a lot of drizzle that remains to the west of the end of that line. So by the time we get to lunchtime early afternoon, I feel like we can really say the end of the rain will be here and we'll start to see some clearing, but we're still probably dealing with a little bit of drizzle out there. We've seen some good rainfall totals in our southern counties, not as much from the Triangle area northward. We have some spots, Oxford, Roxborough, Henderson, where we had zero, and then we've had about a tenth of an inch around Raleigh, but it increases significantly as you head east and south. So over 6/10 in Rocky Mount and Wilson, a little less than a half an inch in Tarboro, but Tarboro is not done. We saw almost an inch of rain there in Fuquay Verena. So big difference between what we saw at RDU and what we've seen just to the south there in southern Wake County. Almost an inch in Irwin, 3/4 of an inch almost in Fayetteville, almost an inch in Southern Pines, almost an inch in Clinton. So some good looking rainfall totals. Goldsboro has seen an inch of rain. We desperately needed it. It's not going to wipe out our drought issues, but every little bit definitely helps. Goldsboro's still coming down right now, but it's mostly over in Apex and Chapel Hill, but it's still damp out there. It's still chilly. It's still gray. You can see the low pressure system gradually sliding eastward, but a little bit of that rain keeps kind of slipping up to the north, so we're not completely done. Once we see this back line right here, that should be the end of it, and then we'll begin to see some skies clearing after that. You can see what Futurecast says about that. Yeah, it's going to break up a little bit, but but maybe we get one more surge closer to lunchtime, and then that'll be the end of it, and it moves on out. We start to clear mid to late afternoon, but it's going to be chilly. I mean, it's already chilly out there right now, but we have even more cold air coming. It's in the 20s in Chicago and Cleveland. We'll see that cold air slipping southward for tonight and dropping us into the upper 20s to low 30s. But pretty quickly, our winds will shift to southwesterly, and we warm things up to nearly record highs on Saturday. How about that for a roller coaster ride? Our normal high is 57, 48 today, 51 tomorrow, then 75 on Saturday, back to 59 on Sunday. 75 would break the record set back in 2007 at 74, and in Fayetteville, we could tie it at 80 degrees. Nights of Lights, of course, carries on this week and into the weekend. Saturday night looks like it's probably going to be fairly wet, but other than that, it looks dry, and of course, it's a rain or shine event. After Saturday, temperatures begin to taper off, and we start to dry out, but we are looking at a good chance of rain on Saturday night. Brian, I know it's been pretty wet out there this morning. It looks like the rain's starting to taper off in spots, but a lot of accidents still, right?
Still have some wet roads. It's going to be a little while before they dry off, and we are tracking some pretty big delays. Starting off on the eastern side of Wake County at the live look at 64 at Edgemont Road, looking toward Rollsville Road. On that westbound side, heavy backups. We have a crash over on the right shoulder. That ride coming out of Zebulon heading toward 64 Business on westbound 64 is delayed about 5 minutes right now, with most of those backups between the Lizard Lick Road interchange out toward Rollsville Road. So allow some extra time there. You might consider using 97 to 64 Business as an alternate route. Also in Lee County, we're getting reports of what appears to be a pretty serious crash on Highway 87 near the Carolina Trace Country Club area. Seeing some pretty heavy delays out there, and we're sending Casey Cunningham and the WRL Storm Tracker to check that one out. Looking around the rest of the triangle, we do have some backups on the eastbound side of I-40 heading away from Garner back down toward the 42 interchange. Otherwise, fairly quiet at this point. Back to you.
Scott Peterson will be resentenced today to life in prison without parole for the 2002 death of his wife, Lacey, and unborn son. The hearing takes place this morning in San Mateo County, California, where he was on death row. The state Supreme Court overturned his death sentence on appeal last year, but kept his murder conviction in place. The same judge who will resentence him will also consider whether the case should be retried. Peterson, who maintains he is innocent, claims a juror lied in order to get chosen for that jury. Rapper Travis Scott is denying responsibility for the deadly crowd surge at the AstroWorld Festival in Houston. According to court documents, his attorneys are asking for 6 lawsuits to be dismissed, but hundreds more have been filed. Scott says he's not legally liable for the deaths of 10 people at the event. Most of the lawsuits claim Scott and event organizers stood to make huge sums of money from that concert.
More people are making booster shot appointments as we see an increase in cases due to the Delta and Omicron variant. In Wake County, the demand for the extra dose is up 10% from 2 weeks ago. You can see there is an increase in Johnston, Durham, and Cumberland counties as well. Doctors say the booster provides high levels of antibodies that can fight the variants.
We are going out of town for Christmas and the holidays, and wanted to make sure that we were, you know, kind of buttoned up on our vaccines before we did that.
Right now, everyone 18 and older is eligible for a booster. Those who receive the Pfizer and Moderna shots should get boosted 6 months after their second shot. And if you got the J&J shot, you should get boosted as soon as after 2 months. Pfizer CEO is responding to claims by researchers who say the Omicron variant partially evades the company's vaccine.
I think that if there is a need for the vaccine, we will have a vaccine in March. I don't know if there will be a need for a vaccine. Mm-hmm. We will know that in a few weeks.
The CEO also said Pfizer is confident that its antiviral pill will be effective against Omicron.
Rocky Mount is getting a new facility to host concerts, plays, weddings, and other events. Governor Cooper will attend a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Center for Performing Arts and Worship. The 2,200-seat venue is hosted by the Impact Center at World Tabernacle Church. WRL's Keenan Willard will be at today's ceremony as it starts at noon. A few hours after that ceremony, Governor Cooper will receive recognition for his work in the environment. He will be named the Clean Tech Champion for his work on protecting natural resources. The award is decided by the Research Triangle Clean Tech Cluster, a partnership of leaders focused on promoting clean energy and technology. Today's ceremony will be at 5 p.m.
The Carolina Hurricanes start another stretch on the road with a win over the Winnipeg Jets.
Second opportunity, score on the power play.
That goal would help the Canes go on to win the game 4-2. Tomorrow, they face the Calgary Flames, also in Canada. Puck drops at 9 p.m.
Now a warning by federal investigators. Gift card fraud is surging with tens of thousands already victimized. Tom Costello reports.
The Federal Trade Commission warns it's also the season for a surge in gift card scams. In just the first 9 months of this year, the FTC reports nearly 40,000 people were scammed, losing $148 million, almost surely an undercount. Here's how it works. Scammers email or call unsuspecting victims posing as a love interest, company representative, even a government agent, telling the victim they owe money and must pay now, or they'll be arrested or their bank accounts frozen. The scammer tells the victims to buy gift cards at a local store, then read the card number to the scammer over the phone. Target gift cards were the most preferred by scammers. $2,500, the median amount lost by consumers. Then gift cards from Google Play, Apple, eBay, and Walmart.
Gift cards are for gifts. They're not for making payments. So if someone approaches a consumer saying that they need to make a payment using a gift card, it's a scam.
In Idaho, Julia Hillary got an email claiming there was a fraudulent charge on her Amazon account and providing a number to call back. When she did, the scammer told her to stay on the phone, go to the store, and buy a $500 gift card to fix the problem. Thankfully, the local store clerk recognized the scam and refused to sell her the card.
I think she noticed I was on the phone, had the phone up to my ear. I think she noticed that I was probably looking a little panicked. She knew the signs, and she caught on right away.
The red flags, say fraud experts, unsolicited calls or emails saying you owe money. If anyone tells you to buy gift cards and read back the numbers, it's a scam. Social Security and the IRS will never call asking for personal information or money.
Scammers target gift cards because they're not traceable. Once they're used, they're gone, and getting your money back is nearly impossible.
Christmas time is turning into Miller time. Miller Lite drinkers can now take a sip of an ice cold beer in their new beer-nements. The Miller Lite ornaments come in a set of six and they snap around an 8 ounce can, and it'll cost you around $20.
How do you keep it cold? That's great. You can help children in our area stay warm this winter. Join us this Friday at 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. for the WRL Coats for the Children Telethon. You can help children who need a winter coat for the months ahead. Just drop off new and gently used coats, hats, gloves, and unwrapped toys at your local Jiffy Lube or Salvation Army. To make a pledge, you can go to WRL.com/coats or text the word coats to the number on your screen.
The People's Choice Awards is trending this morning. It was hosted by Kenan Thompson. Among the night's winners were Kim Kardashian, who won the Fashion Icon Award, and she thanked Kanye during her speech. Dwayne Johnson won for Male Movie Star of the Year and also took the night's final award as the People's Champion. And he called a young woman on stage during his acceptance speech. She was attending the event as part of the Make-A-Wish program, and he presented his award to her. Next on Fox 50, the latest developments involving the Wake County school system. This includes COVID protocols and pay raises for every employee.